Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you've joined us again for a few moments of fellowship in the truth of the eternal God. And if you have your Bible or New Testament, you can follow along with us as we're going to take a little side trip on the blessings and benefits of the Lord God. We've been discussing the benefits that are ours through justification. Many wonderful benefits that come to the believer through being justified. That is, through putting his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting Christ as Savior, we find out that we are justified. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace that we have with God and the peace of God is so wonderful, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, the benefit of grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope, the hope of the glory of God, the blessed hope that is ours through the glory that we shall experience in the future. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. Yes, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Oh, the wonderful benefits of justification. But I want us to skip ahead to verse 11, or verse 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, when we were enemies, God sent the Lord Jesus to die on that old rugged cross in your place and in mine to bear our sin, as 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Oh, beloved, how we ought to glory in God and rejoice in what He has done through sending Christ to bear our sin and to bring us into reconciliation with the Father. For this is what He says, for if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Saved by His life, because Christ died, was buried, but, beloved, He arose from the grave, victor over death, over Hades, over the grave. He took the keys of death away from Satan. He is Lord. And thus, verse 11, not only so, but we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, beloved, I want to give you some verses that go along with our joy and with thanksgiving because of what we have in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Because of our salvation and what the Lord has done for us, the many benefits and blessings of justification, we need to express gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to God in every situation and in every circumstance, because that is God's will. It's called an attitude of gratitude. It's also called the therapy of thanksgiving. It is therapeutic, beloved, in every trial, in every test, in every difficulty, in every tribulation, to give thanks unto the Lord. For this is something that will lift your spirit. It will strengthen you. It will enable you to look at it from a different perspective. It will enable you to be delivered from feeling sorry for yourself and having a pity party. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You want to know God's will? Beloved, that's a part of God's will. Giving thanks in every situation. Ephesians 5:20 tells us, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always, beloved. Having an attitude of gratitude, always thankful for every situation and every circumstance through which God is working in your life and mine to conform us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, to make us a reflection of Him. That's why Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And verse 29 states why, that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. Oh yes, beloved, that's why God is working through trials, through tribulations, through hardships, through difficult experiences that we do not understand. And we would cry out, why, Lord? Why? It's because God loves us. The love of God, oh, that wonderful love that God has for us, that 1 John expounds upon. The love of God, for God is love. And in every situation, in every circumstance, God is sovereign. He is all-powerful and almighty, and He's able to take whatever Satan throws at us and turn it around for our good and for His glory, beloved. So give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, did you notice unto God? Remember, God is triune, God the Holy Spirit, and the Father, God the Father, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see the Trinity there, beloved? Here we see the Trinity, that we're to give thanks to the Trinity, thanks to the Holy Spirit for His indwelling presence and for His living in us as God's guarantee of our salvation. Thanks to the Father for so loving us that He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to go to that old rugged cross to die for our sin. To thank the Lord Jesus Christ for being willing to submit to the Father and to lay aside His glory and His splendor to take upon Himself a human body, to be conformed to a human body, to go to that old rugged cross, to bear our sin, to be separated from the Father, and to die for you and for me. Oh, beloved, we're to give thanks to the triune Godhead for all the ways that He is working in and through our lives, through every situation and circumstance, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. Colossians 3:15, the latter part of that verse says, and be ye thankful. Beloved, that's God's will, that you and I be thankful in whatever you're going through today. Say, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm going through. You know the trial. You know the trouble. You know the difficulty. You know the problem. Thank you that you are Almighty God and that you're able to overrule and to work this situation out for my good and for your glory. And I'm going to trust you to do so. verse Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there again, do you see the Trinity? Giving thanks to God, the Holy Spirit, and the Father, God the Father, by Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see the Trinity? Oh, beloved, there's so many times this wonderful truth of the triunity of God is hidden and is entwined with the truths of God's Word all through the Scripture. You see the triunity of God manifested. O beloved, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it to the glory and honor and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Christ Jesus. Colossians 3:17. And then Colossians 4:2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Oh, yes, beloved, communing with the Lord is such a privilege. The God of the universe, the Almighty God, you and I can talk to Him every day, wherever we go. We don't have to be in a specific place. Yes, it is good to draw aside. The Lord Jesus drew aside on numerous occasions just to be alone with the Father. And, beloved, that's something every one of us need every day. And that's something I try to do every day, is to get alone into my prayer room where I make these broadcasts, and to commune and fellowship and enjoy God the Father and God the Holy Spirit and my Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, that's important. But also, throughout the day, I talk to the Lord. You can commune and talk to Him wherever you go, whatever you're doing, whatever you're involved in. You can, from your inner being, cry out and fellowship with the Lord. Rejoice in His blessings. Draw upon His strength and His enablement. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for what you're going through today, beloved. It will be therapeutic. Thank Him for every situation and circumstance. Thank Him for who He is, Almighty God, able to work it out for your glory and good. Till next time, goodbye.